Very excited, Steve, that you agreed to share today, and congratulations on a year, buddy. The floor is yours. You have all the time you need. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for asking me. I'm Steve. I'm in recovery, and like I said, there, I just got a year clean and sober last Monday. So that's a good thing. I lost count how many times I relapsed, really. Got my first meeting in 2018 after a lot of hospitalizations and post rehab, as they like to do in what they like to do. Jesus, that you can do that in France. I was living there for 10 years. And I'm living in Ireland now, and it's working out better for me. Fucking pressure's on. Pressure I'm putting on myself, I suppose. I probably won't talk for longer than like 10 or 15 minutes. I was a bit hesitant about being recorded. But the recordings have helped me a lot, and Too Snoo especially has helped me an enormous amount. So I figured I'd chip in and do my bit. Something kind of threw me actually the other day when I was on the website. Just the comment section, I noticed it was. Oh, was I going to mention this? Jesus, I'm mentioning it now. Fuck it. It surprised me that the comment section isn't disabled, because at one point I saw some comments, and someone decided to comment. Over the course of about 2.5 hours, they left about seven or eight comments on this one person's recording, and I was like, fucking hell. But it's probably more about them than it was about the recording or if there's a not yeah the next group conscience, I might try and say something about that. I'm not sure. I'd be interested to know what people think. I got my first meeting 2018. Can't believe that's fucking 6 years ago already. And I had just come out of rehab, and so I went to a face-to-face meeting. Just it was on like twice a week in the town where I was living, and I just kept relapsing, like never got to the year mark. I stayed clean and sober for 2 years, in my early 20s. And since then, I never really did that again until now. So I kind of I'm someone who I find it hard to say I'm proud of myself, but I guess I am. If that's one thing to be proud of, I think it is. So I find it hard to say. I'm proud of myself. Yeah, I'm happy about it anyway. I guess why didn't I ever stay clean and sober for longer before? Part of me thinks is I didn't really want to, or it didn't seem worth it, or but the way things are today for me, I can see I've a lot to lose, really, and I deliberately put myself in a situation, or I have put myself in a situation where the price I'd have to pay would be far more. Basically, I was living in France up to was it 2 or fucking 3 years ago now? Anyway, I had a sponsor at the time. I was going to, it was post-COVID, so the Zoom meetings were just the main meetings I was getting, and I started going to a lot of meetings in Ireland, and that immediately was just even going to meetings in getting my meetings in English was like an eye opener. I was like, fucking hell, this is just the identification I had with people was, tenfold, which makes sense, really. English being my native language. But yeah, I had a sponsor who was in one of the meetings I would go to regularly in Ireland, and he suggested, he was like, maybe I came home for Christmas 1 year, and he said, maybe it'd be good to try staying in Ireland and see how you get on. France doesn't seem to be working out too well for you. So yeah, I did, and I have to say, without the help of my folks, I wouldn't have been able to do that, really. Yeah, you know, like I guess you could say I put the hand out for help, and they've been great, really. So I've been living with them the last 2 years, and that can be difficult both for me and for them. But recently, it's been pretty good, really. I got a job about 6 months after I moved home. I'm fortunate enough to be able to just do that part time, because full time work just I fucking fall to pieces. I don't know. I had the last job I had in France was great. It was at the start of COVID, actually, and the pandemic was, there were I was in a one of those essential workers, because I was delivering Meals on Wheels to the elderly, for the town council or whatever you want to call it over there. And from one day to the next, no one was allowed out except me in my van. And so yeah, I was just driving around like a ghost town, giving meals to the elderly. Yeah, I did that full time and managed to keep it up. But when I was going to say the wheels fell off, the van was all right, but the wheels were coming off for me. It was actually just something emotionally, I was it got something happened at work with someone, and I didn't talk to anyone about it, didn't try and resolve the issue. And I mean, in retrospect, I just kind of used it as a way to isolate, feel sorry for myself, go and have a drink, and end up looking for drugs then. And so I think that was at like the 7 month mark. But yeah, anyway, like I've a different kind of job now. It's very customer facing. And yeah, I like it a lot, actually. It's kind of a there's a nice buzz in the place where I work. It's in the market in town, the English market. Yeah, I got really tested on Tuesday. Here was I don't know if Pancake Tuesday is a thing all over the world, but it is here anyway. Someone can tell me the significance of it afterwards, because yeah, it's something to do with Lent, I think. But anyway, what I wanted to say was, we were making pancakes. It's a bread stall, and normally, there wouldn't be pancakes, but I was flipping pancakes. or rather, I wasn't flipping them the way a customer wanted me to. I was kind of surprised at how not really. I thought I'd be way more bothered by this person. I suffer pretty badly from social anxiety, and in a way, a job like that is a way for me to go and kind of face up to and have to deal with it. But on Tuesday, fucking hell, one of my co-workers was just in knots, because this lady was clearly, well, you could say out of order, but she was complaining that I wasn't flipping the pancakes in the air the way she would like to. Or the way she would do it at home, if she'd bother her arse to fucking do it at home. Do you know what I mean? But no, it was a funny moment for most everyone, but me watching. But I guess I'm just happy about the fact that I fucking kept my cool and. Was a good bit less bothered than I expected to be. So that's good. I've been going to this 1 day a week kind of workshop on social anxiety run by the well by the HSE really, by the psychology department in UCC, and it's really been great. We did a video experiment where you come up with a feared situation that and you kind of you play it out. I mean, it's a role play really, and that went quite well for me. Anyway, the course is, I'm really happy that I did the course. There's only 1 week left of it now. So it'll be kind of strange to say goodbye to those people. But yeah, what else to talk about? How long have I been talking? 15 minutes about. Yeah, I'll just bring it back to today, I suppose. Today, what did I do today? I went and got strangled by a good few people who were younger than me, and that was fun. I started doing jiu-jitsu, coming up on it'll be 2 years in March, and just my attendance recently wasn't great. It's been down a bit, and that's something I wasn't too happy about. I guess I lean on exercise quite a bit for to keep my mental health in order. I do a good bit of swimming as well. And lots of pauses in this talk. I guess I'm trying to allow myself to actually think as well, when the silence has come. I don't know what else to say really. I have to say I'm honored, Jim, to speak at this meeting for you. Seeing as this is going to be the last meeting, I think you host, is that right? Good on you for doing that much service. Service hasn't gone too well for me in the past, so I'm not going to bother for a while, I think. I just feel like I'm starting to ramble now, so it's just good to be in this meeting. Good to see familiar faces there. And I'll leave it at that. Thanks for asking me.